Welcome to Coffee Talk with Soy, your new morning show where real talk happens every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Good morning, good morning. How y'all doing? How y'all doing in the cafe? Are you ready for some hot and steamy conversation this morning? What you drinking on? What you sipping on? Caramel macchiato? That's my favorite beverage right there. That's how I get my day started. Hot and steamy.
My mother and I had a fantastic relationship.
This is Stephen, and I just wanted to share.
You should always be in a place where you're celebrated. Life is too short to stay somewhere and tolerate.
If you cannot help a person, don't hurt them, especially the women.
It's always just whole essence is to bring out the best in other people.
Something that touches other people, and that's what your show does. It doesn't. It's not just conversation as you started. It actually has a purpose.
Good morning, folks, and happy Saturday to you all. Welcome to Coffee Talk with Soy, your new morning show where real talk happens every Saturday at 10 a.m. I want to share with you all out there who are joining us on Facebook Live, so thank you for tuning in, and also for those who are listening in on our World Talk Radio channel. It's also going to be shared on the website and also on your social media channels. We have Instagram. We post information on Instagram. The website is always the best tool to use, and that's coffeetalkwithsoy.com. We have a YouTube channel, and also we're on Facebook. But listen, today, y'all, we're going to talk about a topic that's near and dear to my heart, and it involves men. My family is my number one priority. You know that family, God, and if that family is boundaries and balance, and I believe in the household, everyone has a role. Everyone plays a part in a functional household and a functional relationship. And one of the most important pieces in the household and in a relationship is the man. You know, the man is designed to be our leader. He's designed to be the head of the household. And I believe that in the absence of the man in his role, you can have some imbalances in your relationship, in your household, in your family structure. Now, that's not to say that there are not any strong women. And when the man is not there, you got to do what you got to do. You know, I am the head of my household, so I am not knocking women that have to step up and handle your business and create balance for your family and structure. But we're talking about this morning the mark of a man. The mark of a man. How do you identify a man? Where is he? What markings do they really leave upon us? We're going to be talking about those things. Because I got a couple of comments and suggestions and recommendations. I got some pet peeves. I got some beef. So we're going to get it all in this morning, and we have extended the show for about 15 minutes just in case we need to tie up some loose ends. So, again, tag people, grab people. Sharing is caring. So share this live feed and get ready for real talk, real topics. So here we go. Be you out there ready to get it in?
Absolutely, absolutely.
All right. So, B, what do you think about this topic that we're going to dive into this morning, the mark of a man? Y'all know Brandon has a strong presence. He got a real ego. If y'all haven't heard his opinion, and I'm trying to just go back and visit the website and listen to some of our shows, he is transparent. He may need some help, because I think there are going to be some issues and some topics that we're going to have to go in on. So, be you ready for this topic this morning?
Yeah, I'm ready. I enjoy these conversations. I enjoy these talks. I think that you and I, we have a difference of opinion on a lot of things, but our core values are the same, you know. So I think that when you have two individuals like us, it makes for some real good conversation, especially when it comes to, down to, you know, the Facebook fam, you know, chiming in and weighing in on our topics. So with that being said, I think that the mark of a man, I think, is his legacy. That's what I think. I think it's what he leaves behind when he's gone. In the grand scheme of things, us as humans, people, we're just a breath of air. Like if you take a pull of a cigar or a cigarette and blow out the smoke, that is what we are in the grand scheme of things. The universe is so big, you know. The universe is so powerful. That's what we are. So the mark of a man, you know, is what we leave behind. Who else? How do we fill the space of the universe? How do we pour into something so big? And that's the mark. So the you got me?
Oh, I feel it. I feel it. And you know what? Truth be told, Brandon, whether people recognize it or not, men do leave their markings behind. You know, it's what we remember them for. You know, it's what they stand
right.
for in our lives. You know what I mean? So, oh, that is so real talk. It is definitely what they leave behind. What they leave behind. Now, I believe Brandon may need some backup this morning. So, to assist him, we got someone hanging out in the studio cafe with us this morning. But before I introduce him, let me just say this. Brandon hit on something keen about our difference of opinion, you know, and it's true. And it's okay because in life we are all different. We have our own opinions about things. We are definitely different people. We're individuals. But that's what's really what this show is about, a combination of people coming together to talk about issues that we may not ordinarily agree with. But that's what real talk is, and that's what we need to do more in our life. We need to have real conversations. Don't you agree, Brandon? We got so much space
about
the world.
Absolutely.
Who is who? Yeah, we need to have real conversations, real talk. So I appreciate you pointing that out to people because we don't always get along. But what it does is it challenges us to think on different levels because of these conversations. Wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And when you have two individuals on opposite sides of an idea or ideal, then you can actually learn to stand and defend your position, you know, better. And you, if you, like case in point, I'll give you a prime example. When I said that if somebody that stays in an abusive relationship is selfish, y'all were like, what? But I defended my position, and you were like, okay, well, you know what? From that point of view, I get where you're coming from. So you may or may not agree, but you understand where I'm coming from at least. And then you can sit there and see, okay, well, that's how he thinks. That's how he values that situation. So something that could have just been absolutely preposterous, you know, 20 minutes ago is now, you know, sounding a little bit different. It's just at that point, I don't agree, but it's not preposterous anymore, you know. So bringing the world together through conversation, I love it.
All right, so here we go. We are definitely bringing the word together through conversation. We're going to get started on this conversation right now. We're going to introduce a guy who's hanging out in the cafe with us. He's doing some amazing things in the community. He was introduced to us by way of Brandon. Brandon, you know, he showed love. He's always inviting people to listen. Be a part of the show, learn from the show, deposit into the show, take from the show, grow from the show. They're just always doing that. And this man has definitely been a part of it. I'm going to tell you his name, but I want him to tell you his story, okay? So let me introduce to you our guest in the cafe. Y'all give it up. Give it up for Mr. Antonio.
Good morning. Soy. What's
good morning,
up, sweetie pie?
How are
How you doing?
Welcome to good.
Thank
I'm
you.
Good.
Thank you.
Good.
Brandon.
Hey, Antonio. What's up, good brother?
Hey, man. How you been, man?
Pretty good, man. I can't complain. I can't complain. Good to have you back. We don't see
hey.
Or hear enough of you, man.
Hey, thanks for having me, man. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, we like to drop in. We like to drop in. You know, the last time I had a chat with Antonio, he was telling me, well, not the last time, one of the first times I had a chat with him, he was telling me about this idea he had about something he wanted to do in the community. And toward the end of the show, I'm going to let him tell you about that, what he's doing in the community, and how we would even want to be a part of it. But before we get into that, I want to just take a moment to share a conversation, an intimate conversation, Antonio and I had. And he said that, you know, Floyd, when I started doing this project, I wanted to be a part of it because you were one of the first persons that believed in me, that told me I could do it. And that's the mark of a man right there. He makes you feel something. You know, he makes you feel something. And tell me about that conversation real quick. Tell me about that conversation.
Well, thanks to Brandon. Meeting Brandon, I mean, it was an excellent opportunity. And just as we do as men, we fellowship and we chop it up and we talk. But when I had an opportunity, Soy, to actually sit down with you and open up about some things about my past and my present, it just gave me a breath of fresh air, and it made me feel like, you know, somebody was actually taking the time out to listen to the things that I had to say and was actually interested. And I had to let you know that on air and off the air and, you know, with it being, you know, my first actual live interview, it felt like, you know, a step of accomplishment. You know, it felt like the men in my life have been able to step back and say, okay, you know what? Our job is done because now he's a man. And now he can set the presence for everything that we've put out there for him to learn. You know, my grandfather always told me, he said, I'm not going to bring you any fish. I'm going to teach you how to fish. And he taught me several things throughout life that I'm using now with my family and teaching my son and my nephews and my, you know, kids that I'm around. But as far as you saw, you know, every time I talk to you, whether it's, you know, a text message or just anything in general, it just makes me feel like another step of accomplishment. And I always praise you for that, sister.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I just enjoy being a blessing to people. And I'm telling you, I think I get back probably, I know, at least 80% of what I give. There is no way that I don't receive love and you know, and helping other people. And that's what we got to do, y'all. We got to stop being so selfish about stuff. We got to help other people because through your interaction with other people, you learn so much more about yourself. You help yourself when you help other people. I promise you, you do. But you got to find out. You got to figure out what your blessing is and what it really helps. I think sometimes we give, and it's not in our area of giving. So we feel depleted sometimes, but that's not what you should be giving. There is something in you, in all of us, that was born and birthed to give back. And the more we use that gift, the more we grow. So you got to figure out what your gift is, because if you're giving and you feel depleted and don't eat, you're giving the wrong thing. You're giving the wrong thing. But so there's definitely power in giving, and what we get back when we do it, man. It's like the Powerball. It's like hitting the lottery for real. For real. Oh, I had to stop and take a breath. Can y'all hear me okay?
Yes, definitely.
I feel breathing. Oh, wow. Okay, so another thing, before we do our announcements, we're going to go ahead and jump back into our topic. Thank you all for chiming in with us on Facebook. We appreciate you. I see your messages. So good morning to you all. But if you want to really chime in and get your comments on the air, I encourage you to dial in to 347-855-8743. We're going to extend this show about 15 minutes this morning to accommodate feedback. So if you have comments and you want to get in on the conversation, dial in. The line fill up quickly. So when you dial in, you're going to press the number 1 so I can get you in the queue to get you on the air, okay? Again, that's 347-855-8743. And I'll check if I'm going to post that on our Facebook Live page so you can have it. All right. So the mark of a man is where we're going this morning. And let me share with you all that yesterday I had an opportunity to be about 500 feet from President Barack Obama. That's right, President. He will forever in my heart be the President. And I had an opportunity to see him and to be in the energy of that space. Was an experience of a lifetime. And, but you know, when I look at this man, Brenda mentioned earlier that the mark of a man is his legacy that he leaves behind. But when I look at this man and I look at all he endured and suffered and struggled, you know, although there were some accomplishments, but what he endured for us as Black people, and even still, the racism that we deal with, the disrespect at that level, you know, and just to see someone just stand up there and continue to speak, continue to do the right thing, continue to move toward the mark, to me, is the mark of a great man and how you stand in adversity. So shout out to President Barack Obama, for all other, you know, African-American leaders out there in the community that have to deal with racism and all kind of unfair discriminatory treatment. So shout out to you all, and there are women and people out here in the community that respect what you do and appreciate what you do. So let's get into the mark of a man, the mark of a man, the mark of a man. Brandon said it is his legacy and what he leaves behind. We're going to talk about all of that this morning, but I would say, Brandon, that what I think a marking of a man is what he says, his word. What do you say?
I mean, I don't disagree with that. I think that somebody can say a lot. You know, if you look at the mark of a man, you could take a famous speech and say, you know, I Have a Dream by Martin Luther King. You know, that was a mark, right? But when you asked me, you said, what's the mark? And so now I have to look at, you know, everything else that Martin Luther King did and his legacy, you know, if we would just use him as an example. So I'm going to say that I definitely agree with you on that. That is it. What he says is definitely a mark, but how he acts and how he influences people, and that's a key word there. How he influences people is the mark. Is that's what makes up the mark. So I mean, definitely a man should always keep his word, or be as close to keeping his word as possible. But when I think of the mark, I think of, like, when I see this guy, I don't say, yeah, he told me this one time. I look at those actions. I say, he did this. He influenced me. He directed me. And then when I look at, you know, what I'm doing and what I'm putting into the universe, I say, I influenced this individual to do this, or, you know, I would like to influence these individuals to do this. You know what I'm saying?
But hey, listen, the mark, I think the mark is not, or the mark or a mark is not always a positive mark. Sometimes the mark of a man can be negative. Oh, yeah, you know? It could be
absolutely
a scar.
Big time. Big time. Big time. But that's still a mark. You know what I'm saying? That's still a mark. So it doesn't have to be a positive one. And unfortunately, a lot of times it's not a positive one. So when somebody leaves that kind of mark, that's part of their life's actions or part of what's going on at the time. So my father, definitely not a positive mark. Absolutely not. Like, in no way, shape, or sense of the, you know, of the word mark. I don't. There's not too many things that were positive from my experience with my father. So there's, but there is a mark. You know what I'm saying?
You know, when I hear that, I think about, like, tattoos. You know, like, sometimes when you're early in life, this is what makes me think about the tattoos we get. And not that they're mistakes. Maybe our views, our visions, our purposes, things change, right? So you get a tattoo. You may want to get, I love Mike. You know, you get a little heart. You get a mic in it. And then, so when you and Mike break up, or, you know, y'all get divorced, y'all go y'all separate ways, now you have to go cover the tattoo up. And so when I'm thinking about your dad and his mark, that it's kind of like you need to cover it. So for those who have, yeah, if you have a mark that has a negative impact on people, you have the ability to change your mark. So we do it all the time with tattoos. You go and you get something bigger to cover that, and no one ever knew that it was there. So for those of you who may have similar patterns as Brandon's dad and Brandon's opinion, he has not been a good man, you still have an opportunity to leave a good mark. But I definitely believe that your word is your mark. If your word is lies, if your word is just you manipulating people, you know, to get the gab, you know, you still a little dude playing, you know, it's like a dude playing monkey ball on the playground with the women. If you still in that phase, I mean, it is still your word, good, bad, or indifferent. Yeah, I believe your word is definitely a mark of a man. Antonio, you quiet in the cafe.
I'm listening, sorry. I'm taking it all in because there's so many different directions that I can go in. You know, when you think of the mark of the man, I mean, I definitely agree with some points that Brandon has put out there because I try to live by those marks. You know, if I say I'm going to do something, I try to uphold what I say I'm going to do. Because I don't want my credibility or my name to be put in a situation where I can't come back to Brandon and say, hey, Brandon, I need this, or I need you to take a look at this, or I need help with this. So I definitely try to uphold what I say I'm going to do. If I tell you I'm going to do something, 9 times out of 10, I'm going to get it done. You know, regardless if it benefits me or if it doesn't benefit me. But again, that's the way that I was raised. That's the way that my dad raised me. That's the way that my grandfather raised me, my uncles. You know, so it was more or less, we're setting the stage for you to be a model image of what we were taught. And I think as families are getting broken down and they're being raised in two households where dad has to be mom and dad, and mom has to be mom and dad over here. So you have two different moldings when you start talking about how I'm going to raise my child, because mom may be raising him one way over here, but dad may have the structural support and, you know, trying to teach the young man how to do certain things that mom may not do over here. He cuts the grass in my house. Well, I pay somebody to cut the grass at my house, so he don't have to worry about that. So now you have the young man that's in limbo that says, well, dad, why can't you just pay somebody to cut the grass over here? Why do I got to cut it at your house and I don't have to cut it at home? So, you know, you have that unyoked, what is it called? That unyoked family. And
yeah, unequally yoked.
Unequally yoked. And, you know, now we're getting to the point where the woman has to be more of a man, but you can't. There's only so much you can teach a young man to do. You understand what I'm saying? So again, like I said, I'm quiet because I'm absorbing, and I'm trying to see which direction I want to go on because I don't want to go off track to, you know, the where we're at. But I think that's a tough one because again, you can go in so many different avenues with it. I mean, I know a lot of brothers that are raising their kids, their grandkids, you know, their nieces and nephews, and they're being taught a certain way. But then when, you know, the situation arises where the mother, the daughter, or the aunt, or whoever it is that comes back into that young man's life, you're not following the same pattern to make this one strong mark so this young man can have something that he can follow and teach his son. We don't have that strong support like we used to. You know, we don't have that, you know, Brandon coming from New York, me from Massachusetts. Shout out to the 413. But as far as us coming from up north, we had the communities where, you know, we go to the park. We had the guys that raised us on the basketball court. I can sit here and reel off 20, 30 names of guys that I'm still in close contact with that raised me. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, Brandon, you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Absolutely.
It's just who we were built to be, because those guys on the basketball court, you know, when I used to go shoot ball at D-Berry and all the guys wouldn't let me play because I wasn't strong enough, I wasn't big enough,
mm-hmm.
but I was still getting
mm-hmm.
taught certain things. So when it became my time and they opened that floodgate for me to play, I stepped through like a monster because that's what
right.
I was taught. You understand what I'm saying? So I'm go ahead, Brandon.
No, I was about to say, and at that point it was your time to shine, and you didn't give it back. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not giving it back.
Right. Yeah, I'm not giving it back.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And so,
not at all.
And you shouldn't.
But
so
that's the animal that was raised in me. Exactly. So I'm
100% in agreement.
I'm just trying to develop it, Soy, because, you know, it's so many different corners that we can bend with this one, and I'm feeling it.
So let me ask you this. Go ahead.
I aired in say this as a sidebar. I aired in our allotted time for Blog Talk for our radio program. Will be our 30-minute show, but we will extend our conversation on Facebook Live a little more. But as we continue to talk about the mark of a man on Facebook Live, before we transition to part two of the show, I want to give Antonio an opportunity to talk about this project that's coming up in February. So you guys listening to what Antonio has to say. Go ahead, Antonio, real quick.
Yes, we are, you know, to talk about the mark of a man, you know, we have a project that we're coming out with in February, and it has everything to do with prostate cancer. You know, the more and more I talk to our young men, our older men, it's a lot of men that have very little knowledge of prostate cancer, and they think that it's just one procedural way to get checked for prostate cancer. They don't know that there's preventative measures. They don't know that there's education, reading material to put out. So what we have done is we've taken the two important aspects of what a man goes through or what a man does in the daily walks of life. We've combined it athletic opportunity, and we've combined it knowledge for prostate cancer, and we put them together. Coming in February of 2019, a football league, a 16-week football league for men 30 and over, that supports prostate cancer.
And hey, Antonio, tell them where the website is. They can reach that before we close out the show. The website is
www.ballcharts.com/JBPL. And that's for Johnny Bravo Pro League. The Pro League is definitely going to take off, and we're just looking for participants, vendors, sponsors, just all come together.
All right. So for more information, you guys, on that, visit his website. We'll put it on the Facebook Live site as well. We're supporting that project, so look for us to be present. We want to thank you all for hanging out with us in the cafe for Coffee Talk with Soy and B, joining up this morning as we talk about the mark of a man. So for more communication and conversation with us, join us on Facebook Live as we continue the conversation. All right? Y'all have a good week, and thanks for tuning in for Coffee Talk with Soy, your new morning show. Don't forget to visit the website and the channel under the name Coffee Talk with Soy. Have a great week. Happy Saturday. Stay tuned for more Coffee Talk with Soy on Facebook Live.